Chapter 4. Suspension Without Pay. We were nearing the end of the foot patrol, which, as any peeler or squaddy will tell you, is the most sickening part of the whole business. We were close to the police station on the top of the hill, and to be shot within sight of home would be very irritating. The village was empty. It was a quiet Saturday morning, well before the market. We walked down the middle of the road along the white lines. The houses on the left-hand side were in the Irish Republic. Those on the right were in the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Our job was to patrol this border and prevent smuggling and the free movement of IRA arms, personnel and money. The geography made it an absurd situation. When Northern Ireland had been created in 1921, everyone had assumed that it was only going to be a temporary solution to the problem of Ireland's self-rule. No one seriously thought that the complicated, twisty county lines of Fermanagh, Tyrone and Armagh could possibly become the permanent and policeable border between two separate countries. Yet they had, and this border now ran through fields, villages, sometimes through farms and individual houses. All along it there were exclaves, enclaves, salients and other utterly unpatrollable cartographical features. And here in the village of Ballochry, the border ran through the centre of town. Technically, we were supposed to keep to the right-hand side of the road, because anything over that white dotted line would be an incursion into the sovereign territory of the Irish Republic, and in theory, a diplomatic incident. But if you did keep right, you were exposed to snipers all along the County Monaghan hillside. So when I was leading the patrols, I kept us on the Eire side of the street, where the houses would protect us. Walking slowly and in single file, we reached the central Ballochry roundabout, and now it was only 300 yards to the station. I had taken 8 men out in full body armour, and we were heavily laden with flares, radios and Stirling machine guns. As usual, it had been an exhausting patrol. We had walked across boggy fields, over shooks and stone walls, through swamp and slurry and cowshit. We had found no trace of IRA men, or petrol smugglers, or sheep.